Okay, on that note, we'll be happy and do the pelvic, the preparation for the pelvic clock. So we're going to do some different variations today. So today is 11/20/2019, lesson number 19. It's called Preparation for a Clock. So we're going to begin as we always do, lying on your back, legs long, arms long, right? Always go to that position, and then checking in to see how are you today? How are you making contact with the floor? How are your shoulders resting on the floor? How is your upper back and mid back resting? Is one shoulder higher or lower? And as you travel down to your pelvis, the same thing. Is one side of your pelvis a little higher or lower? What are the length of your legs like? What is the length of your arms like? And then draw your attention and awareness to your pelvis, right? So that's right below where your lower back is. That's where you start to feel the arch in your lower back, right? So that's, we're going to call 12 o'clock, the top of the clock, the pelvic clock. And then if you go straight down to the space in between your legs where your tailbone is, that's going to be 6 o'clock. So there's probably multiple ways to imagine this, but you either can put a clock on the ceiling, or you can imagine lying on a clock, or you can do both. But again, 12 o'clock is up towards the lower back. 6 o'clock is where the space in between your legs is, your tailbone. And we're going to put 3 o'clock on the right side where your hip is, where you sense your hip bone, right? The side of your pelvis. It's really the side of your pelvis. And 9 o'clock will be on the left side. So it's just good to get a visual of your clock before we start. And then go ahead and gently roll your head to the right and left. Notice the ease or if there's any discomfort in rolling your head to each side, how it feels today. Hey, Bonnie. And then when you bring your head back to the center, again, take another moment now just to observe your breath and your breathing. So what you just want to make sure is that you're inhaling and exhaling. And then throughout the lesson, you continuously check in with your breath and breathing to make sure that you're not holding your breath. That's the big thing, is that you're actually breathing. Okay, so we're going to start by bending your knees, bringing your feet to that good standing position you all know. Your heels are lined up with your buttocks cheeks. And as you know, you bring the feet close enough so that they're in a good standing position. If your heels are too far away from your buttocks, it will feel like work and that they might fall over. Okay? And what we're going to start with, which we've done before, is just tilting. It's a tilt of your pelvis. So there's no lifting, right? It's a tilt or a roll of your pelvis. And you're going to first go to 12 o'clock to flatten the lower back. So it's as if you press your feet a little bit more into the floor. And then once you get to 12 o'clock, you're going to start to move down towards your tailbone to arch the lower back and your pelvis to sit on the tailbone, and that will be 6 o'clock. And I'd like you to just do this several times, going back and forth, looking for the ease, right? So again, there's no lifting. You just change contact from your lower back through your pelvis down to your tailbone. So it's a rocking, motion, and you're really looking for a quality of ease and smoothness. And then you're also to look for if anything is off at this point. And what do I mean by that? So one of the things that happens to me, and it throws me for a loop, is my tailbone will curve off to the side. So when you're doing this motion, if you are in the center on your sacrum, it should feel pretty even. If you feel like, one side of my pelvis feels a little higher, I feel like I'm tilted off to one side, you might be a person like me who actually tilts in their sacrum, not in the hip joints. So this is a very useful movement to help bring you back to center. Excellent. And then you're going to pause in what I call the center or neutral. And now you're going to go from 3 o'clock on the right, and then we'll eventually go through the center over to 9 o'clock. So to get to 3 o'clock, it means the left side of your pelvis and hip comes up. But remember, the knees always stay pointed towards the ceiling. So again, it's like a rocking movement. And then to bring yourself back over to the left to 9 o'clock, the right starts to lift up. Right, so you just alternate. And you're looking for this same quality of ease and smoothness. Going from 3 o'clock to 9. That's it. Can I help you?
Yes.
So, okay. So, it's not this.
Oh, I didn't realize I was doing that.
Yeah. It's, think of this coming down. Yeah. And this lifts up. And then this comes down. And this lifts up. This comes down.
Well, that feels good. You just keep helping me.
I know, right? So this is another way to help if you, again, that sacrum is tilted. That's it. And then let that go and lengthen your legs to rest. So just going through those four, I'm going to call them cardinal directions, can help smooth out any torque in the pelvis. Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, same position. And what we're gonna start with just kind of from the get-go is making a circle now around the clock. So you're gonna bring the lower back, right? Come back up to 12. And as soon as you're at 12, you're gonna do 1 o'clock and progress to 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So I know in the past lessons we've done 1 and 12 and 1 and 12. Today we're really going to work with starting off with the circle. So you do 12 and then, wrong way. Oh, okay, okay. Look like you, okay. Yeah, so you go 12 and then you go over to the right. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and remember the knees stay up. No falling knees. So that's why it's called the preparation for the pelvic clock. So it's your pelvis making a circle. Or you can think of your pelvis like a bowl, right? Like a cereal bowl. And you're moving along the rim of your cereal bowl. So you can visualize a bowl, you can visualize the clock. What's important about the clock is the numbers, because there will be places along the clock where you might want to short end yourself with the circle, right? So a circle means that it's very even out to every single number, right? So what you're looking for is where do you want to slice off a number, right? Which number is hard to get to? And the other thing that you're going to play with a little bit is the size of your clock. So not necessarily does your clock have to cover the whole backside of your pelvis, right? If you want to make it a little smaller and it houses inside, that might be a little easier, right, to eliminate any strain. And just taking your time to go around clockwise to really discover where do you have the greatest ease and then where are you slightly challenged. It's in your awareness and noticing that things change. How are you using your feet? Do you use your feet? There you go with your legs tilting again. Got to put brackets on your legs. So how do you use your feet? Do you use them evenly? Okay, come back to the center. And let's rest. Okay, you're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and we're going to continue again with the outside of the clock, but we're going to go counterclockwise. So you'll once again come up to 12, and then we'll go to the left, right, which would be 11 and 10. So you're just going to go around the whole circle, right? In the past, what I've done is done one number at a time and added in then a number, but we're just going to we're going to just work with the entire circle today. So what you get to watch is what is it like to go counterclockwise? Is this easier, more familiar? How do the numbers show up differently? How do you use your feet now? So by going counterclockwise, what now becomes different? What can you learn from it? When you feel yourself straining, it means do a little bit smaller circle. Look for the ease. That's it. Okay, let it go. Straighten your legs and rest. Okay, so continuing to lie on your back, you're now going to bring the soles of your feet together. So your knees will be out to the side, okay? And what this does is it takes the legs out of the equation. So again, we're going to continue with the outside of the clock and circle. You're going to start at 12 o'clock again, so the flattening the lower back, and then we're going to go clockwise over to the right and go all the way from 12, 1, 2, 3, then down to 4, 5, 6. So you get a big arch. Then you're sitting on the tailbone at 6 and then over to the left, 7, 8, 9. And if this feels pretty challenging from the beginning, it tells you how much you were using your legs before. So again, if you want to imagine the clock or you're a bowl, salad bowl, soup bowl, right? And you're moving along the edge, the perimeter. And now at any time when your legs start to feel, it feels fatigue like in the groin, you can straighten your legs, you can stand them, take a break, and then come back to it. How does your pelvis orchestrate the movement on its own? Beautiful. Okay, let's just take a pause. Let's straighten your legs and rest. Okay, let's come back to it. Please bring the soles of your feet together. And now we're going to change the direction. So we again come up to 12, and then you'll go to the left. 11, 10, 9, down to 6. And again, by having the soles of your feet together, it takes your legs out of the equation. So it's all about your pelvis right now. Good. Okay, let's take another rest. Again, I know that can be, for the hip flexors, a little challenging. Just notice your breath and your breathing, how you're resting on the floor. Okay, so this next time, you're going to lean on your forearms. So that's the area from your elbow to your hands. And once you do that, bring the soles of your feet together again. Okay? So again, this changes the relationship. It takes part of the pelvis up with your back. Okay? So again, we're going to go up. Think of pulling your belly in and rounding, coming up to 12, over to the right. Start your clock over to the right, to 3, down to 6, over to 9. Nice, Bonnie. Right, and how does this change your clock? right, by having your upper body away from the floor, right? So can you start to feel, you don't change anything, you just start to feel that your ribs are doing a clock too. Beautiful. Try to do one more round and then we'll lie down and take a rest. Good. Rest. So I know it can be a little hard to lean on your forearms. So when we come back to it, you want to make sure that the elbows are lined up with your shoulders. And it's okay if you kind of shrug a little bit. You don't have to be holding yourself up, right? That's part of the position. Okay, so let's come back up onto the forearms. Again, check your alignment with the elbows, right? So make sure that they're underneath. Let your chest soften and sink. There you go. Bring the soles of your feet together. Come up to 12 and then go to the left. So left. Nope, that's right. Left. I know, you did it the wrong way. That's your left, right? At least it is today. Okay. And your legs can be tilting, right, as well, or your knees, I should say. That's better, right? So as you're moving along the clock, since you did it that way, go ahead and change the other way this time if you want. Yeah. Right? So one knee comes closer to the floor as the other one lifts up. That's fine. And again, you're just circling the clock, the perimeter of the bowl. Oh gosh. And maybe midway along the way, can you change direction? And then we'll take a break. Okay, on your backs, rest. Legs long, arms, rest, breathe. As you're lying on your back now with your legs long and your arms long, just notice your pelvis, right? Your awareness. Both the area that you've been traveling along, the outer perimeter, right? And then how you sense the rest of your pelvis. If somehow there's a much greater sense of awareness, sensation, slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left and just see if anything changed with your neck. Beautiful. Okay, we'll come back to that position in a moment, but we're going to do two other positions. Let's bend your knees, bring your feet back to standing, and you're going to cross your right knee over your left. So you may want to move the left foot a little bit to center. Yeah. You know, so at the knees, Bonnie, not the ankle, knees, like you're sitting ladylike at a dinner. Right? Okay. So once again, you're going to now bring your weight up to 12 o'clock, flatten the lower back. Okay, you're going to keep these knees up. Right, the pelvis is going to move, and now you're going to go over to 1 o'clock. So to the right, that means the right side comes closer to the floor. To 3 o'clock, down to 6. So you'll be dead center again at 6 o'clock. Over to the left, 9, and back up to 12. And what is it like having the legs crossed? And specifically, it's the right leg crossed on top. Right, so you try to keep the legs in the center, right? The knees are not flailing over left and right. It's the pelvis that's moving around the legs. So again, by the legs being crossed, you eliminate the right leg completely now, and the left leg is there for stability. Excellent. Can you change the direction now? So keeping the legs crossed, let's just do our counterclockwise circle. Which way is easier or more familiar? Great. Uncross your legs, rest the legs. Legs long, check in with your breath and breathing. Okay, let's bend your legs again. Bring your feet to standing. And now you'll cross the left leg over the right. And the first thing to just notice is with the legs crossed, which way is more familiar, right? We all cross our legs one particular way. So how it feels to you. And then start your clock. Again, start going clockwise first to the right. Touching upon each number. Again, using the right leg now to be your stability. It's the standing leg. The left is crossed over, so it's out of the equation. That's it. Can you change direction now? Beautiful. Okay, uncross your legs, lengthen them, and rest again. So this next variation, you're now going to keep your legs long, okay? So again, you bring your attention and awareness to your pelvis. You're going to tilt your pelvis to come up to 12, And then we'll go over to the right, means the left side lifts up, the right lowers to the floor to go to 3 o'clock. And then down to right in between your legs is 6 o'clock. Over to the left is 9. So how are you able now to do the clock and tilt your pelvis with your legs long? And again, as you find the ease with your pelvis. So Corinne, what are you doing with the legs?
Using them.
Right, so spread your legs apart. This is so important for you. You know, and you do it with your arms too. So it's just really important for you to learn that you tend to go to your extremities instead of move in your trunk. There you go, that's the idea, right? So yeah, your feet turn a little bit in and out, but there's just not, you know, a huge involvement, right? But then can you feel, what I was gonna say is, can you feel the involvement of the ribs, right? So back to Corinne, so when there's not the involvement in the trunk, you're gonna wanna rely on the legs, the extremities, and the whole point is to leave those out. So once you get the pelvis going, you're going to feel the ribs going, right? That's your trunk. You okay, Bonnie? Did I lose you?
I think I'm moving my head.
You're moving your head, right. What happened to your pelvis? Much better, Corinne. Right? And sometimes we don't know what you're doing, right? You don't know what you're doing till we draw attention to it to learn. Excellent. Let's pause again for a minute. Okay, so you'll continue with your legs long, right? And we're now gonna go counterclockwise. So you'll come up to 12 and then go over to the left first. And again, each of these variations is for you to discover, do you have a favorite way to turn, a favorite way to go? Is it consistent with all these variations with your legs, or is it change? How was it when one leg was crossed over the other? Is this easier, this harder? Do you find yourself holding your breath? So look for the ease. Whatever shows up, look for it to become easier. And then do you feel the involvement of the ribs? Corinne, that looks so beautiful. Bonnie, let's see if we can get that rib cage a little bit more active. There, a little bit more, yep. Beautiful, let's take a little rest. I know, right? In a way, this is harder than when we've done 12, 1, back and forth, right? To really go around the perimeter. Right, there's just so many ways to teach about the clock. So when I read through the lesson, I realized that we've really never done this version. So now we're going to go back to leaning on the forearms, bringing the soles of your feet together. Right? So make sure those elbows are under the shoulders. Let the chest relax. Don't be stiff in the chest. Okay, go to 12 o'clock and start to go over to the right. Let the right knee come closer down. 6 o'clock. That's it. Okay, so now really notice, you guys have beautiful pelvic clocks, but also just how great the ribs are moving now, right? It's just a huge improvement, right? So you just let the ribs come along for the ride, right? You don't have to have them do anything. You just experience them moving, right, Bonnie? Okay, rest. Lie on your backs and rest. You guys missed all the action. Oh. Yeah, somebody's not doing well. But they did an awesome job helping him. Come back up again, same position. Let's do that clock counterclockwise. So come up to 12 and then go to the left. Again, it's the pelvis that drives the clock, right? And you're going along all the numbers. So again, check out how much easier is it to hit all the numbers, the fluidity of your clock, then the fluidity of the ribs and the trunk following the movement. Then you shift weight, you feel the weight changes on the elbows and the upper back. Right, there's so much to notice. Can you change the direction? So just wherever you feel like, just reverse the direction with ease. Have the two directions become more similar. Beautiful. Let it go. Rest on your backs again. Okay, and then one last time, bend your knees, bring your feet just to the standing position, right? Keeping the knees quiet, legs standing, start your pelvic clock, going to the right, right? Over to 3 o'clock means the left side lifts up. And just again, feeling the ease of your clock. Okay, change the direction. And even in this position, at this point, you feel the ribs, right? So I think we'll pull the rib clock in sometime in December. And so when the ribs are moving with the pelvis, it's really easy to keep the legs quiet, right? Okay. Let it go, lengthen your legs, let's rest. And let's see, how are you now feeling on the ground, on the floor? How is your contact? What are you noticing that you feel different? How is your breath and your breathing? Slowly roll your head to the right and left. Feel the ease and quality of your head now. Beautiful. So this is another version. It's really nice. It's something you can do on your own. And it really promotes, again, the movement of your pelvis with your ribs, leaving the legs out of it. So as you feel comfortable, you'll roll to your side, come to sitting, and coming to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.